Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. An embarrassing loss today for our Braves, which we'll let you hear from Brian Snicker in just a few minutes. Braves lose 11-10. They lose the series, but they gave up 7 runs in the top of the ninth to take this L. And it's driving our conversation today because Braves fans like Mike and I are upset that this team, let's hope, has hit its lowest point. It doesn't get any worse than this, guys. And by the way, when you've lost 11 of your last 14, this is not a good club. So not only have we lost 4, but we've also lost 11 of our last 14, and now we got to go to the West Coast taking this burden with us, Mike, of, well, you know what? Closer's not any good on a day where we hit, and everybody hit today. It wasn't good enough, and you're just finding ways to lose rather than finding ways to win.
Yeah, the Braves have not lost a blown a 6-run lead since 2018. They have not blown a 6-run lead in the ninth inning since 1973, according to Ben Ingram. So it's historically awful. The Diamondbacks guys just absolutely punked us last night in the eighth and the ninth inning. I mean, I thought the at-bats were just terrible. And that's why we started the show by saying we thought this is last night is the low point. And then when we're up 6-0 and then, you know, 10-4, okay, bats are turned around. Hopefully the springboard for the West Coast swing, only to have the bullpen completely implode. Blewett was horrible. Iglesias was, again, mentally checked out, as relievers often are, not thinking they're going to be used. He came in and was totally ineffective. So, yes, 7-run top of the ninth for the Diamondbacks to sweep the Braves, and the Braves now 11.5 out in the East.
Fire Snicker.
They're never going to fire Snicker, but I would fire Snicker too. I would. You can't fire all 25 guys. It's not always fair. You know what I think is going to happen? And we'll talk to Grant about this coming
What's
up,
that?
Carl.
What's that?
In the next couple of days, maybe around the All-Star game, maybe it comes out in the next homestand, they'll announce that Brian Snicker is going to be stepping down.
Okay.
There'll be no new contract for him.
So it'll be a cordial ending.
Yes. This is going to be the last year for Brian Snicker. And whether they have a succession plan in place, maybe they'll announce that at that time. But I'm just telling you, they're never, ever, this organization doesn't have the balls to fire a manager. And they should, because this team, I still think this team and this season can be salvaged, because 21 was pretty far off the tracks as well.
It can be salvaged, but not when the message is stale and these
Correct.
Guys aren't responding
exactly
to the guy
right.
that's in charge.
Exactly right.
So that's where I'm at on this. And for everything that is taking place this year, right, for all the conversations about what we are and what we're not, the one thing I do realize now is there's not enough oomph in that clubhouse right now to get these guys to respond. And that falls on one guy, and that is the manager of this team. I don't want to see Brian Snicker fired either, but we got to do what's right for the baseball team. We got to do what's right for the Braves and for us. 404-726-0929. Want to remind you guys, tomorrow we're at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. 2 to 6, we'll be out there. Great food, great drinks, guys. We'll set the stage for the weekend. NBA Finals start tonight as well. We'll be talking more about this Braves series out west and a lot more. So come on out and hang out with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's shift gears and talk some football, because Grant's going to join us here in about 7 minutes. first things first, before we get to our Falcons, Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers are going to finally come together. Aaron's going to be on a flight. He will get there tomorrow. He will sign his deal and become a Steeler before the start of minicamp. As I said to Mike, I'm a little surprised. Not that this happened. This has been ongoing for months. And, you know, I did a whole diatribe about this over the weekend about how Aaron plays these games every year. But the fact of the matter is, Aaron understands, look, if I have a real shot to do something here, I probably need to show up and be a leader and not be in the dark room at the pyramids and be at minicamp and start, Mike, being a part of this process. So I give him credit for that because he didn't have to do this, guys. He could have waited, and guess what? The Steelers would have waited until he was ready. So for him to be there tomorrow, they'll sign the deal, and he'll be there at minicamp. This drama is over. But it's not over for us.
No, because now we have nowhere to put Kirk Cousins. Our hope was Aaron Rodgers, either, you know, the Hail Mary to Minnesota, which always was long odds, or for some reason he decided to step away from football and walk the earth like Kane in Kung Fu. But he's going to go to Pittsburgh, and so that means we got no market for Kirk Cousins unless sometime between now, and this is the $64,000 question, do you keep him on your roster, in the building, with the baseball hat, not allowed to speak to the media, and hope that somebody loses another quarterback? You're not wishing that on anyone.
No.
But there's – and our good buddy Abe Gordon, who you hear on the radio and produces the Midday Show, he basically did the numbers. There's about 25 teams that are dead in the water without a quarterback that you would trust if they lose their starting quarterback right now in the league. So there would be a market for somebody, but you're depending on someone either in preseason or early in the season before the trade deadline, which happens, what, about 6-7 weeks into the season to move him. So are they going to keep him here, right?
Well,
look. And hope that somebody calls you.
I asked the assistant general manager that, Kyle Smith. He said yes. We asked the general manager this. He said yes. We've asked Raheem Morris this. He said yes. I don't think anything changes. And we're past the June 1, right, date, but that doesn't mean that post-June 1 cuts are still not going to happen. It's just that's the date on the calendar in the CBA that after that date, these things can take place. If they are willing to make that move, Mike, then they're going to save money on the cap over the next 2 years. The question is, are they willing to do that? Or do you just keep him on the roster as they've said all along, and he's our backup, and God forbid if something happens to Penix, we at least have a viable option. That's the way it looks right now. We're still weeks away from camp. We got mandatory mini camp for our guys next week. They're going to get 5 weeks off, and then we come back in July. Maybe something will have changed by then. But right now, Mike, I think this is the route that we're going to go.
Other story today, and this is about 4 hours ago, Adam Schefter puts it out on social media, and we spent a lot of time talking about this the last few days. Falcons aren't close to trading Kyle Pitts, but could be enticed. That means a day two draft pick, a second or third rounder, which no one's going to give you, but I mean, in our opinion. But Pitts, as you guys know, has been the subject of a lot of conversations. There's multiple media reports that we are shopping him. He has not participated in OTAs. We talked to Joe Patrick about it. Muscle strain in his foot. So we were wondering, you know, why is there any kind of, I don't know, you feel it's no coincidence that we're hearing stories about him being shopped? Maybe the Falcons are upset or fed up with him because he can't go, or they're trying to slow roll what the injury is to still try to move him? What do you think?
Well, first of all, Adam's my guy, but he's playing both ends here. When you just read what he said, right, he's basically, isn't that every player in the league?
Yes. That's a non-story story.
It's exactly right. They could be enticed. Well, that's every player in the league. If a team calls you and says, we're willing to give up X, Y, and Z, and this, every team's going to listen depending on who that player is. There's only a couple of quarterbacks that are untradeable right now. Outside of that, everybody right now, even when a team is not looking to trade a player, right, they could be enticed. The Falcons could be enticed to trade a bunch of guys. So I think he's playing both ends there. So right, that way, when and if this story turns the other way, he goes, well, I told you they could have gone that way. That's fine. He's great. I'm just simply saying, Mike, I want to see him next week. If he doesn't practice, then this foot injury, and you can tell me you're being extremely cautious, then I become extremely cautious. Why are you protecting this foot? Like, what is the deal? I've said this. If it is just an injured ankle or he's got a foot strain or whatever it might be, tell us. Because it wouldn't be a big deal. But when you say extremely cautious and you are hesitant to disclose this, but yet you're not in the trade market for him, at least according to Adam, although they could be enticed, that makes me wonder what's really going on. I'm not still sure yet, Mike, about all of this.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Brad and Angelina. You could be divorced or you may get back together. Real quick, just speaking of speaking out of both sides of his noggin on the Adam Schefter podcast. Now, I don't think the Falcons are looking to deal him, but they're not turning away the calls either. All right, so look, if you can get a day two, sure. But as Mark Raimondi, if you missed it yesterday, you can rewind on the Odyssey app from ESPN.com. Mark made a great point to us yesterday. If you let Kyle play out the string and he balls out and you don't want to pay him, he gets signed by someone else and we get a compensatory pick.
Yep.
And if it's a good-sized contract, that's a higher pick. So we may wind up getting a better pick from him working for us than trying to shop him before the season starts. So I'm with let him, as they say, sing for his supper. And here's the thing. If Pitts somehow creates a magical season of 1,000-plus yards and 8 to 10 touchdowns, worst case, if you want to keep your franchise, tag him. If you don't, you let him go. We still get something for him compensatory-wise. So that's my play if I'm the GM.
It's a smart move by the front office to get something for nothing, right? Basically, right. You're going to get something even if he stays, and you still get the production from this season. One other thing we do want to mention, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. More on this terrible, terrible loss today. This is a bad, ugly loss.
I mean, a faith-losing loss, a faith-shaking loss, a loss which has fans who've never said it in their lives, they want to see Brian Snicker out the door because a big change has to come. Because you can't fire 25 guys. But sometimes, guys, in every other major city in America, it happens every freaking year. It just doesn't happen here.
In wake of today's ninth-inning collapse, according to Ken Rosenthal, the Braves are summoning Craig Kimbrell. So we're going to ask Grant about this because we haven't even talked about Craig Kimbrell being at AAA, not really following his outings and seeing what's been going on. Fine. That, to me, though, that is not the answer. It is just you're trying to, again, Band-Aid a situation. This is not 2012 Craig Kimbrell, guys. Sorry. So if he can come up here and help you, Mike, and maybe close a few times, that's great. But for me right now, Iglesias, when we talk about guys that you really need to take a hard look at, he's not helping you. There is too many question marks when you're throwing them out there night in and night out, and especially when your team's struggling offensively. So when you have a great offensive game, right, and he does what he did today where he gave up three runs, but he wasn't the only one, okay? Scott Blewett also gave up four runs. Like, you had a multitude of guys in the back of this bullpen that didn't do their jobs. But that's kind of been the case with Iglesias. Even on nights where we've won, Mike, and we haven't scored a lot of runs, he's given up runs.
No, he's given up home runs. He can't keep it in the park. You know, so all the things we're hanging our hat on, you know, Spencer Strider, we spent some time on him earlier. Strider is so messed up right now between his ears. Chipper Jones was on with Steak and Sander earlier today. He was saying, look, he's going to have to sort of deconstruct it and find a way to kind of work within what his limitations now are because he doesn't have that electric stuff. So Strider, you know, he might not never be that same Strider. That's why I invoked Steve Avery's name yesterday. And then you talk about look, I wanted to get rid of Iglesias a month ago, and he's not good. He's not effective. I mean, but here's the thing. You need a left fielder. You need a shortstop. You need a closer. You need maybe one or two more setup guys. And you could argue you may need another starting pitcher.
It's a lot.
That's right. And you could. And you have two ways of doing this. And we'll talk to Grant because I know what Grant's going to say, but we'll ask anyway. When do you get to the line in the sand where you say this is irretrievable and it's time to start blowing things up? And moving some assets, like Ozuna, who I hate to lose and like to see him back next year, even for 20 mil. But you know, the Braves will be saying, we can save some loot, get Murphy off the books, get some things for him here.
All right, Grant McCauley is going to join us next. Stay right there. A heart-wrenching loss today that hopefully doesn't set our team back any further. Can it get worse than the day? It's Dukes and Bell. And I'm going to...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Give you the room and the space you need to tell us how you feel. Mike and I have gone in fairly hard today on this team, on Brian Snitker, after this disappointing loss today against the D-backs. So I'm going to give you the floor and let you tell us and our audience what you think about what went down today and where this is going. Like, because that's the thing for me is it's not the loss. It's how we lost and how we've been losing these games.
It's the trend that we've seen from this club of losing what I will define as winnable games. Now, before today, we had not seen, I think, a meltdown of this proportion. And I kind of, and I said this on social media already. I mean, if you're looking for rock bottom, I think that we found it to this point. The reality is there's 100 games left, so we don't know what's going to happen after this. But I think that this club has run into, you know, beating itself at times, not being able to kind of, I guess, just really string anything together. And then finally, on a day in which you get the offense that you need to win a game handily, your pitching staff is unable to hold on to it. And we can unpack all of that, obviously. But in terms of where this club is trending, I think the short answer is nowhere good at the moment. And they're going to have a long and, I would imagine, somber and very disappointed flight out to the West Coast, where they'll have to take on the San Francisco Giants for the weekend. So, you know, there'll be no rest for the weary. They got to get back at it on Friday evening and late here. But I think for everybody, maybe a little bit of a break for over 24 hours might do a little bit for the headspace. But there are questions that abound about the Braves roster, about the Braves direction, about the different decision making, about the underperformance. And I don't know that we're going to find all the answers for them on this call.
Yeah, Snitker says you got to do your job and play better. It's a horrible loss. Now we got to sit on it for 5 hours. To your point, Grant, with the cross-country flight, it will be miserable. It should be miserable. They should be miserable, too. And that's about as heavy as we've heard him scold. Was it 23 when he had the nutty, the closed-door meeting in Phoenix, which kind of spurred a nice win streak for Snitker?
I know 22.
You got to pick your spots, as we said. If you scream every day at a team, they're going to tune you out like the Knicks did with Thibodeau. But it just seems to me, Grant, in other cities and other sports, things like this kind of three-game stretch is where the manager gets fired. But we're in a situation where could be his final year of his deal. Do you feel the Braves will just announce at some point in the next few days or weeks that this is his last season and they're moving on?
I don't know. I mean, ultimately, I don't know what that really does for you. I mean, if they were going to make a move, I think that, you know, we would find out that they're, you know, going to execute something soon. I mean, if you're looking at it from the purely outside of this organization with no context whatsoever, and you just look at this series of losses, and maybe you're talking about a second or third year skipper who hasn't had any success in the big leagues, and you're just feeling like, all right, well, clearly we need to try something else. But that is kind of one of the Braves are kind of the antithesis of that, right? They're the team that has had a very clear level of succession and then success
right.
for its managerial tree. I mean, obviously, Freddie Gonzalez following Bobby Cox had some success. Then he didn't. They made a change. Brian Snitker came in. They weathered the rebuild. They emerged from that as one of the premier teams in baseball. They won the World Series. I mean, they don't need the history lesson. But it also, it's who Brian Snitker has been for this team. And, I mean, I'll point out, I mean, do you want to see more emotion at times? Sure, I think you do. And I think you're starting to see some of that with some of the frustration of slamming bats and whatnot after not getting the job done. This wasn't a slam the bats kind of day for the offense. But, I mean, the manager closing the doors and yelling at everybody, I don't know that that's going to change much. Would it make some people feel better if it was done performatively or otherwise? Perhaps. But I don't know that that's really going to change the direction of this team. I saw, and I'll go ahead and spoil it because I was going to play it on Sunday, but this game has basically spoiled the entire week for the Braves, if not the season to this point. You know, what is the criteria for a team to decide we need to close the doors and circle up and, you know, get things hashed out? And he said, normally, I think maybe we would have found that to this point, you know, with what we've been through, except that all of the work and all of the effort that we're putting in, it's there. So what do you have to be mad about? Obviously, the results. But what can you do? It's like me or you screaming at the TV. What's it going to change?
So everything you're saying is on point. It's Grant McCauley. He is our Braves insider, covers MLB for us. Braves lose today 11-10, blowing a 7-run lead in the ninth inning, top of the ninth. My question, though, Grant, everything you're saying is on point. But is this team responding to Snit? That's my question.
Right.
Everything you're saying is right. But are they responding to him in a way that you feel like when you talk about the results are not there, they may be doing the work, but is he hitting the buttons he needs to hit for certain players and being in tune to them in a way that the team is responding as a group? That's what I feel like is missing. And I don't know. That is the path that I'm on right now. Like, that is why I think change is needed. Do you know the answer to that?
No, I mean, unless you're inside the four walls of that clubhouse, I don't guess you really can know the answer to that. But I can tell you this. To a man, the respect level for Brian Snitker should be on par or higher than any other manager active in the game right now. Is he perfect? No. Is he tactically the sharpest manager in baseball? I don't think anybody's really arguing that. Does he make the best of what he can the majority of the time? I think so. Does he make some bad decisions? Certainly. And it comes with a job, and so does the criticism. And I've seen him and heard him say it, like, look, if something doesn't work out, I'll sit up here and I'll wear it. And I think he wore it today. But I don't know that this is a question of, you know, having somebody come in and tell you how to do your job better. I just don't know that that works for major league hitters. Now, I don't know what the answer is to fix it for the major league hitters, and I've talked to a bunch of them, including Austin Riley, about it. And if they have the answer, trust me, they would have flipped those switches and pushed those buttons a long time ago. You know, sometimes I think that, you know, we get so embroiled in, you know, I'm just sick of things being the way they are. I just need something different. And I think that's valid. And I think that's fair. And I think that we're probably on the precipice of that, whether it's this winter or the end of next year or sometime before the year is over, which would surprise me just given that Alex is not that kind of guy in terms of making managerial changes in season. He's never done it. And then you have to unpack the respect factor that we just spent some time on. Ultimately, it's a big, muddled, muddy mess, but it's not just the manager's fault that the Braves are not playing up to their potential. It is an individual performance factor that I don't think you can lay at the hitting coach. You can't. I mean, I had people say, well, they need to fire the hitting coach. I mean, like they did 8 months ago. How many hitting coaches are they going to go through for this? Ultimately, it comes down to the players to play and to perform, and I just don't know what else Brian Snitker can do to drag it out of them. And that's why the Braves find themselves in what I would describe as a miserable situation, a lot of it being of their own doing.
I know that a bad baseball team, and maybe the Braves are just a bad baseball team. Maybe last year was an example that this team doesn't hit, and so it doesn't matter who you bring in. But I will say this, you know, the famous, and I always go to the line in the sand for me, Grant, is 14 and a half games, because that's the 78 Yankees. And that's when Bob Lemon took over for Billy Martin. We know how that turned out. In recent history, Marlins fired Jeff Torborg. They brought in Jack McKeon, and it was a complete shock to the system. It was just a complete 180. So my thing is the inability of this organization, and Carl brought this up earlier. You know, they brought Eric Young in. They brought in Wash. They were outside the organization. More of the same doesn't help this team. I mean, I just think you need to get somebody that would be a shock, something new, because otherwise, when does a conversation start? And the point I'm getting to is they're not going to do anything with Snicker. How bad does it have to get before Alex Anthopoulos says we're going to blow this up?
I mean, it would have to just be an absolutely nuclear meltdown at this point, wouldn't it? You'd have to go on another long losing streak. You'd probably need to throw in a couple of more injuries that would, you know, move the season from a disappointment to a catastrophe, much like last year could have been, but amazingly somehow in the end was not. I still can't really explain all of that. But then some of the best teams that they've had didn't show up in the postseason, and it became the bitter pill at the end of the year. And that's just kind of how and what it was. But I don't know what the answer is for how it can always get worse, I guess. That is true. But, you know, I just don't think that this is a managerial change away from getting everything to somehow turn back into Shangri-La for the Braves or to somehow result in a World Series. Now, can it happen? Sure, it can, I guess. I just don't look at this club and get any indication that they are close to where they need to be from a consistency standpoint to make me believe that it's just the voice in the room that's not guiding them in the right direction. They are flat out not performing individually and collectively, and they know it, and they're trying to fix it, but it's just not happening.
Is this a championship caliber team? Not our record.
No.
Our record. It's not a championship caliber team?
I mean, you are what your record says you are. So, no, this is not a championship caliber team currently. Should it be based on the talent that you've collected?
Yes.
It absolutely should. That's why the odds and all the things you see before the year favored the Braves to be one of, if not the best teams in the National League, out this side of the Los Angeles Dodgers, who clearly have their own thing going out there. But should this be a championship caliber team? Yes. Is it, and do I think it can be? Not as currently comprised and not as currently performing. I just don't see it right now, and I don't know too many people that do. And even for those of us who, you know, will give a long baseball season the opportunity to play out, it is very difficult to find, you know, the ability to stay optimistic about them based on the results. Whether the process is not working or not, or whether they need to change the process or tweak the process to get better results, remains to be seen. But the results, as currently compromised as we sit here on June the 5th, staring at their record and where they are in the National League East and the playoff picture at large, it's hard to convince anybody this is a championship caliber team.
I mean, Strider's got to figure out how to use what he's got now and not try to rely on what he used to be. I think, you know, Money Harris got a couple of hits today, but Money Harris, I mean, he's been so unclutch. Grant, I know we're so focused on the meltdown today. That eighth and ninth inning last night was inexcusable in and of itself.
Yeah, no, it was. I mean, you get runners in second and third and nobody out and can't scratch across a run. I mean, that was a microcosm of the Atlanta Braves, the eighth inning last night. And then the ninth inning happened. So you had double shots at getting right in that game, getting back on track, you know, grabbing a victory from the clutches of defeat, whatever you want to call it. And today they did the exact opposite. They grabbed from the clutches of victory. So it was a cruel and unusual type of series, I'm sure, for Braves fans. You know, it's going to take a while before I think you trust that this team is going to be able to get back to where their expectations are. They're kind of in a place right now where it's prove it. It's show me. It's convince me. And I think that some of the convincing has to go on inside the four walls of that clubhouse. There's, again, a lot of talent. But, you know, you can bring up Spencer Strider or Michael Harris or Ozzie Albies or Austin Riley or Matt Olson and on down the line. There are a lot of guys that expect more out of themselves and haven't gotten it this year, and the Braves are the worst for it, unfortunately, because this is a team that doesn't have just one thing and one guy that's not clicking and not pulling the rope in the right direction. It's unfortunately kind of a systemic thing, and I don't know how you fix it and how you change it from a performance standpoint. Not the message, not the narrative, not the voice, performance.
Grant, what about rumor, or at least a report out there from Rosenthal that they're bringing up Craig Kimbrel. What do you know about this?
Well, I think you have to look at what's not going right in the Braves bullpen, which lately has been a lot. You got whatever has happened to Daisbell Hernandez in yesterday's game. He left. They kind of downplayed the severity of it. I guess we'll see how Daisbell does moving forward. But you look at Raisel Iglesias and, you know, the home runs and the things that have been happening up to this point were certainly maddening. But having him come in a game that he never should have had to pitch in and blow the save and lose the game for them is just the latest in a long line of disappointments for him. So you've got to establish some kind of order in this bullpen. Craig Kimbrel, look, it's not a time machine. You're not getting the Craig Kimbrel that was traded away from the Braves in 2015 before opening day. You're getting the best he has. Can it be better than some of the other things we've seen? Possibly, but I wouldn't put it all on him to sort out the bullpen by himself. But just by the way, if I told you at the start of the season that we'd be looking forward to seeing what the Braves do with Freddy Gonzalez back in the organization and Craig Kimbrel pitching in high leverage,
true.
I don't know that anybody would have believed me.
It's true. That's a great point. Mm. Grant, you did make me laugh there because I've been so mad today. Thank you, my friend. We appreciate you, man, trying to work through this situation with our Braves. We will talk to you. This series starts tomorrow, guys, and on the West Coast, and hopefully, you know, again, we said it yesterday. Hey, maybe things get right. Today is as low as we've been in a very long time.
We thought the turnaround was when they were up 6-0.
It's crazy.
I give up.
Grant, thanks again, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Talk soon.
Hey, man. I mean, like I said, it's never fair when a manager gets fired because he doesn't hit, pitch, catch. But sometimes you need to shake things up. And I just respectfully disagree with Grant. I understand where he's coming from, as you said, valid points. But I just think the fan base is just tired. And the players aren't responding.
And I got something I need to add to that because I agree. I respectfully disagree as well. We'll come back. We'll tell you what that is all about and what we think. Also, big news in the NFL today. Stay right there at Stukes and Bell.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Can we find another way to lose a baseball game? It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I do disagree with Grant from this standpoint. Nothing he's saying is wrong. But let me ask you guys this question. After this terrible loss today to the D-backs, 11-10, Braves again had a six-run lead. They give up seven in the ninth, top of the ninth. And, Mike, before I get to what I'm going to say, there are a couple of moves the Braves have made, by the way.
Yeah, man, we found out that Craig Kimbrell is coming to the Braves. We learned that apparently Deisbel Hernandez, Carl, is going to go on the IL. So that was something that Grant did mention talking to us about, you know, where that's going. We also found out that Scott Blewett has been DFA'd. So Blewett, literally Blewett, and he's been DFA'd designated first time, so he's gone. I mean, that was...
He gave up five runs today.
Yeah. And it's part of the situation that, you know, we find ourselves in every year when you've got to go shopping with a Groupon. And you just don't give your general manager. This is why when we were talking earlier, I don't want to go on a tangent here, but I will. Just they never let this guy, you know, shop the way he should. Another $70 million in payroll to get you up there with the Phillies. You know, another 90 to 100 gets you up there with the Yankees. To be in one of the top markets with the cash cow that is the battery, it's hard to wrap your head around. Also, Dylan Dodd has been recalled, Carl, from the minors.
Okay.
But Scott Blewett, DFA'd. Deisbel Hernandez goes on the IL, and Craig Kimbrell is back up with the team.
So let me ask you this. Because Grant said there was, is, not was, but there is a respect level that they have for Snit. Totally get it. Won a World Series, been right with the organization a long time. I get it. He also said the GM has never made an in-season change when it comes to a manager, changing a manager, okay? And that's prior to AA getting here when he's been in, you know, in other organizations. So here's my question for you. We got a championship-caliber team, which is why I asked him that. He says, your record, and he's right. But with the talent on the team, it's not perceived to be that. This is supposed to be a team that is supposed to be better.
And the same team as the 2023 team.
Same guys.
Everybody's OPS was 800 to 1,000, raking every single game.
Same guys. So a championship caliber team that is underachieving, and no one's going to be held responsible. I'm going to say that again for you. A championship caliber team that is underachieving, no one's going to be held responsible. This is where I disagree, respectfully, with Grant. I get the level of respect that everybody has for Snit, and we should. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't change. And just because the GM has never done it doesn't mean that he shouldn't. So that's not enough for me. That to me is the reasons why you go, well, you know, I've never really done that. And I'm not saying AA saying that. I'm just saying that the facts are the facts. He's never made an in-season change for a manager. And this respect level that the team or the organization has has them reluctant to make a change when a championship caliber team is underachieving. Guys, that makes no sense to me.
Well, I said to Carl, I'm sorry, but you have got to get used to how the Braves operate. They are a very corporate, very conservative organization with a fan base that has been cowed into saying, gee whiz, can't get him every week. We'll just get him next year. It's the John Schuerholz effect. That we were all, when we challenged them on, why don't you change the approach with Bobby Cox? One World Series in 14 years with one of the best teams in baseball every year. You're an idiot if you think Bobby Cox needs to go. How stupid can you be? We have on all the baseball writers, you know, from Peter Gammons to Buster. You guys don't know what a treasure you have with Bobby Cox. You come down here and root for this team that chokes every year in the five-game NLDS. That's how they're run, because the fan base doesn't expect or demand more. Because I think to some degree, this ownership group takes you guys for suckers. So that's why they won't do it. And out of sentimentality, out of what he accomplished here, this is a team which, I'm with you, you need a bold move to save the season. They won't do it.
I know how the Braves work. I've covered them a long time prior to me getting to Atlanta. It doesn't make it right. It doesn't mean they're not making the wrong decisions.
Oh, it's the wrong decision.
And,
all right.
And it doesn't also mean that as we evolve as a city and a town and a sports city, that things shouldn't become more clear that when things are going wrong, you just don't stay the course. I'm just asking you guys, you tell me, if the Falcons were underachieving and we had a championship caliber team, You would not be tolerating the fact that the head coach would not be on the chopping block.
Well,
you wouldn't be.
We as fans, but again, Arthur Blank also is loyal to a fault. Sticks with the general manager and a coach probably two seasons too long. You know, I mean, it's a mindset. The Hawks, now look, the players respected Nate McMillan. They fired him.
Well, here's the deal with the Hawks. They've actually been quicker in making those moves.
Right.
Then maybe they should have been in some cases.
But the NBA, guys get fired every year, and no one bats an eye.
Nobody bats an eye.
We talk about firing Brian Snicker, and people feel like the sky's going to fall. Some Braves fans. I think that number is getting smaller and smaller as you begin to realize, guys, again, for the 50th time, it's not fair. It's never fair. But you've got to change things up. You've got to try a different approach. And I'd love to see them go outside of the organization. They won't do that. Carl brought up a great point. Think about the guys that were the real spark plugs. Ron Washington and Eric Young, they weren't Braves guys. They came from outside the organization. And now they're in California with the Angels.
Yeah. Well, look, nobody should pass up a major league.
No, I don't begrudge Ron Washington, but I'm just saying we've been grasping for straws for things that we're missing. They fired a hitting coach that gave you one of the best hitting performances of all time in your franchise. He gets for some reason. Tim, everyone's talking about hires. Yeah. You got this hires guy. They might not be responding to his style. The Texas Rangers apparently could when they won the World Series. Maybe it doesn't work for this team.
Yeah, here's my argument, and we got to get out of the way. Turtle's got the night show coming up. I'm sure he's got plenty more on this as the Braves lose their series to the D-backs. As a fan base, we can't accept it. To say it's okay because that's the way it's been is bullcorn. It just is.
No, brother, I've been railing against this as long as I've lived here.
It is.
It's the same argument you and I had when we did our first show together about Mark Richt.
But just
Georgia fans would tell you, oh no, you can't do that. You don't know how bad it was before him.
Just accepting it to say that's the way it's been. There's a lot of things in society, the way they've been, a lot of stuff's changed. Because you know what? Things change. And at some point, hopefully that happens with the Braves. I don't know if anything happens between now and the time they get to San Francisco, because it doesn't look that way. It looks like these moves they're making are saying, hey, this is more on the players, which is what Grant was saying, by the way, and I'm doing everything I can do. Well, it ain't working. We're going to see what happens over the weekend. We'll get you ready for that series tomorrow. Mike, tomorrow we're at Twin Peaks in Buckhead.
Join the party, pal. Again, girls in lumberjack outfits want to meet you, ice cold brew. And again, we were about to do the show. We had some technical issues, so it's our chance to have some fun with Day-Day on site at Twin Peaks.
Oh, that's right. Last time we had to leave early. That's right.
So again, come on by. And when's the last time you bought a man named Day-Day a shot?
Okay, his name's Damien. Stop it.
What'd you say? I'm just saying.
No grown man's going to walk in and be like, Day-Day!
Day-Day! Hey, boys, friend, let's do a shot.
Nobody's doing that. They better not. But, yeah, I forgot. That's right. We had to leave early. So we're going to be out there 2-6, man. Look, tomorrow's Friday. We're going to have some fun. I'm telling you, they're not going to get my blood pressure up tomorrow, right. Mike.
No.
They're not.
And by the way, another thing. We got a DFA Rozael Iglesias. I forgot to mention that, Mike.
That's the other part.
You got to get rid of him because he's a closer with 5 blown saves, and his ERA is now upper 6.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just – but this goes back real quick. I know we got to get out of here. I just said to
Carlin. And another thing.
I'm not as mad as some of the audience is at AA because, guys, Alex Anthopoulos is not going to tell. You know what I blame? I blame Terry McGuirk, the hatchet man for the people that run the Braves, doesn't allow him to spend the extra 50 or 75 that puts us back in the mix for a championship. You go get the frontline starting pitching. You get the big setup man. You recreate the night shift. Okay, you don't go bargain basement shopping for Profar late in the free agency. You go early and get the star that beefs up the lineup. The same guy who said, hey, bus driver, let's go 50 miles an hour down Peachtree Street because the city wouldn't give us a stadium. And screw the fans who stood 5 deep waiting for the bus for an hour. That's Terry McGuirk. That's the guy that didn't let you spend the money to get better.
You good?
I think I'm okay.
Let's get out of here and clear our throats. We love our city. We love our teams. We just want to win.
I know.
This thing should be better, man. It just should be better. Tomorrow, Twin Peaks, come on out and join us. Turtles on the way. Dominator, great job behind the glass today. Hey, I want to give a big shout out to all of our listeners who called in. You guys expressing yourself, telling us how you feel, being a part of the show. We had one guy post his phone call on social media, Mike, saying, I just got off the phone with Dukes and Bell, man. What do you guys think? You crushed it. You did a great job. So we thank you guys for listening each and every day and making 92.9 The Game your number one sports show and us your number one sports show.
or station and show.
And your catharsis.
Yeah, that too. Hey, Day-Day, great job. We'll see you guys tomorrow at Twin Peaks. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, Aaron Rodgers, the word finally comes down. He is going to the Steelers. Steelers apparently knew it all along. So the long wait, I guess if you're a Steelers fan, is over, which now means where the hell are we going to shop Kirk Cousins? Because the Steelers were kind of our, you know, maybe last hope. Now you got to really kind of figure on a team having an injury with their starting quarterback, and then how long do you feel you're going to keep Kirk? Are you cool having him on the roster on opening day in week one? Either way, they've always played the long game. Carl said they would. It's now post-June 1, and he's here, and now you need some help. You need somebody to get hurt to get that money and maybe a pick. I don't know. Get that money off the payroll. We'll see.
Game one tonight, NBA Finals. Look, the narrative around the country is because these are two teams that are not known to most people. But I'm here to tell you, Halliburton is a star, and SGA is a superstar. I think we're in for a treat, but I still have OKC winning this thing in six. And we had a conversation today about these guards and big guys winning championships. Look, SGA is as solid as it gets. He doesn't do anything wrong. He does everything right. And if you've not given him a chance to watch him or at least admire his play, give him a chance in these NBA Finals. I think you're going to be impressed. Mm. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
You don't?
You're a fan who doesn't want to fire the manager.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.